It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Laura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And we're excited today because we are especially live this evening. Welcome to Tracks Tuesdays, a new feature this month on Live and Local. For the next five Tuesdays through the month of June, we'll have five live performances here in the studio celebrating the launch of the Tracks Music Library, featuring commercial-free curated music from local artists through a digital music platform. It's a project of the Town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture and the Chapel Hill Public Library. The platform launches next week. Tuesday. We'll have much more to say about it in the coming weeks, but tonight we're kicking it off with our first performance from Dissimilar South, a band based out of Carrboro. We're going to have Carter Hodge of the band on the phone in a little while, joined in the studio by Maddie Fisher. Maddie, thank you so much for being with us today. And we're going to hear more from Maddie in a little while. But right now, we're going to kick off the hour with a recorded track off of Dissimilar South's debut EP. It came out last year. The EP is called Treehouse, and so is this song. This is Dissimilar South on the Hill.
So
title track off their debut EP from last year. That is Dissimilar South with Treehouse. We'll have more from the band, some live music from Maddie Fisher, and we'll also hear from Carter Hodge coming up next as Tracks Tuesdays continues on Live and Local right here on the Hill. 6:14 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you live on the Aaron Keck Show. Live and Local this hour, as always, with local music. And it's Tracks Tuesdays, new feature this month on Live and Local. For the next five Tuesdays all through June, we've got five different local performers here in the studio to celebrate the launch of the Tracks Music Library, a new music project focusing on local artists through the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department. Tonight, we are focusing on Dissimilar South, and we are joined in the studio by Maddie Fisher and on the phone by Carter Hodge. Carter, thank you so much for being with us. I haven't had a chance to say hi to you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks so much for having us. We're excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, Maddie, tell us how you all came together in the first place. You've been together for 5 years now, right, as a band?
Yeah, just about. Well, we first, so the initial formation of our band was Carter and I, and then Blake Dodge and Rebecca Chesson, who have since gone their separate ways. But yeah, it was just early on in college and some little jam sessions in a dorm room, and then I kind of trickled in somehow, and I don't know. We've just been doing it.
Awesome.
We're just doing it since then.
Yeah, we're at UNC originally? Or?
Yes, we're all at UNC.
Cool. So you've graduated now, right?
Or
still together making music. So tell me about the name, Dissimilar South. How did that originate?
It was sort of hard. Finding a band name, I'm sure every time you ask someone about it, it's really tricky.
It's a standard question. It's always a fun story.
Carter, do you want to answer that one?
Yeah. I mean, we wanted a band name. When we were talking about it, we talked a lot about what influenced us as musicians, and it felt important that everyone was kind of connected to and rooted in the South, and that our music was going to have a Southern feel to it, just by nature of having a couple members from Eastern North Carolina. Rebecca was from Louisiana. And I grew up in the Triangle, and so it felt important to kind of nod to that, but also distinguish that in some ways we don't fit in, and like we're a non-man band, you know, and we've got, we're queer, and so there's some ways that we're kind of dissonant with that Southern context as well, so we sort of wanted to mark that.
Awesome. The debut EP is called Treehouse. It came out last year, and we just heard the title track off of it. It's terrific from start to finish, and thank you so much for putting it out. What has been the response to it?
We put it out just over a year ago, and you know, we had a really great debut. We're not managed by anyone. We're just trying to figure it out ourselves, and we were lucky enough to work with Wood Robinson from Mitso, who produced the EP with the guys at Night Sound. So that was really great, and we played a sold out show at the Back Room, which was just probably one of the most special evenings of my life, and probably Maddie's too. And we got a review in the Indie that we really appreciated. So that was kind of the reception, and it's still out there, so that's cool.
Awesome, Maddie. What was that night like?
It was really hot and sweaty, and but yeah, no, it was sort of shocking. I in coming down the stairs and walking up to the stage, I was just sort of, really surprised to see a lot of faces of people that I knew but didn't really know knew me, and I don't know. It was really fun to see it all come together too. It was really cool.
Awesome. The debut EP again is called Treehouse. You can find it on Bandcamp, on Spotify. Do you have a website?
We do have a website. The best place to find out about us is on our Facebook page, though. We're still trying to update the website a little bit, so Facebook for now is a place to go.
And we're going to hear, speaking with Maddie Fisher and Carter Hodge of Dissimilar South, much more from the bands in the minutes to come. But I want to hear another song. Maddie, what have we got next?
I'm going to play a song called Seven Lights.
Awesome. Go for it.
Thanks.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Awesome. We've got Maddie Fisher in the studio, Carter Hodge on the phone. It's Dissimilar South on this Live and Local Tuesday, celebrating the launch of the Trax Music Library. More on Trax and more from the band after this on the Hill. 6:25 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you live at WCHL Studios, joined in the studio by Maddie Fisher and on the phone by Carter Hodge together, plus MK Rodenbow. They are Dissimilar South, great band based out of Carrboro. Their debut EP came out last year. It's called Treehouse. You can get it online, Spotify, Bandcamp, find them on Facebook as well. We are celebrating the launch of the Trax Music Library, commercial free curated music from local artists, a project from the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department. It launches on June 9th. It's a great resource for folks who want an awesome library of terrific local music here in our community. So tell us about Tracks and how you got connected with that project, Maddie.
Well, I guess, yeah, Tracks is just a cool new program. And honestly, I learned about it from like 10 different people.
Yeah.
It's sort of like everyone found out about it at the same time. And like my dad was texting me about it and an old professor was emailing about it. And then everyone seemed to see something about it. So
awesome.
That's sort of how we first learned about it. I think they did good in pubbing it.
Yeah, Carter?
They did really well in pubbing it. Yeah, there was a bunch of posts. I saw it all over my social media, and then a bunch of people referred me to it. And I also barista in the library sometimes, so it was in the air. So we applied, and it was super exciting.
Awesome. So let's talk about what's going on right now. Obviously, we're 2.5 months/50 years, depending on calendar or how it feels, into COVID-19. That's having a huge impact on the performing arts industry. How are you managing it? You've been doing some streaming shows on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Manny.
We've done a live, which went really, really well. MK did the sound on that. And remarkably, the audio just sounded awesome, which is tough to do in a live stream context.
Yeah.
And then we also have been, we recently had some shirts printed, and so we've sort of been keeping up with everybody through that and our online platforms.
And we're sort of missing out on a couple shows we were really excited to play. Like, you know, we missed our first out-of-state show, but our first New York City show was booked this past month, so that sucks. And you know, we're missing some cool stuff in the area that we're bummed about, but we're trying to do what every musician's trying to do, which is just figure out what music looks like in this kind of crazy time. And maybe sometime soon we can do like a socially distanced outdoor concert or something.
Awesome. So right now, if folks are listening and they want to support you, how can they do it?
Head over to our Bandcamp, and that's where we've got our EP up and our t-shirts, and follow us on social media and Spotify. We've got an album in the works someday. We were supposed to start recording early fall this year, but we'll just see how that timeline shifts with everything going on. But yeah, we'll be out there.
And the song that, Maddie, you just played, Seven Lights, is that going to be on the new album?
I think it very likely will
100%.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a fantastic song. I was looking it up. It's like, I don't think I've heard this song before. No, it's new. It's terrific. So what else is next for you? Do you know yet?
Going forward for just the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to try to feel things out and put out some sort of crowdfunding campaign for our album. That's really what I'm mostly looking toward in the future, and trying to see how and if we can make that work and on what timeline. But yeah, just kind of like trying to be as creative as we can in the meantime, and fleshing out what the album is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Carter?
Yeah, I agreed. Mostly looking forward to that big album and funding it, figuring out how to fund it, and then just getting creative with, like, you know, the music industry is going to change for a while based on this, you know, like it's not going to be safe to do live performances in the way we used to do them for a while. So it's like thinking about how we can connect with people who listen to us, like how we can continue to be creative and put stuff out for people and like have them respond and react, and also like support that financially. So I think we're going to have to get tech savvy and get creative.
Well, yeah. I'm super looking forward to the next album when you're able to make it happen and put it out. The EP is terrific. And if you're listening out there and you want more music from Dissimilar South, you can get it right now on their Bandcamp page. Find them on Spotify as well. We've got time for another song. Maddie, what are we going to hear? What are we going to hear next?
Yeah, I'm going to play Letting Go, also a yet-to-be-released tune.
Awesome. Go for it.
Tired of having the same talk. Everybody says stop chasing memories in a tear-laden town. And I got lost finding comfort in this place. I find it sometimes and leaves without a trace. Maybe tomorrow it won't matter anyway.
Awesome. Again, the band is Dissimilar South. Find them on Bandcamp. Find them on Facebook. Look forward to the new album and check out the new music library tracks from the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture and the Chapel Hill Public Library. Four more live performances coming up throughout the month of June on Tuesday, so a lot to look forward to as well, and that music library will launch next week, Tuesday, June 9th. Maddie Fisher, Carter Hodge, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
It is 6:35. We are not done. More from Dissimilar South. We've got more music off of that EP Treehouse coming up next after this. 6:37 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local. It's Tracks Tuesdays. We're featuring Dissimilar South today, and we've got more music from them right now. This is off their 2019 debut EP Treehouse. It's a song called Hold Me Close.
is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.